Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Daglia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Daglia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Dykes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. There goes Blue. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Funk scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Hayes moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Daglia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Daglia covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Daglia bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Berry moves to second. One out. It's 7-0, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Funk moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Kraus covering. Safe. Funk scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Stein now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Stein covering. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Blue steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Daglia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein has Funk trapped. He fires to second, with McNair covering, who tags Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Rice now playing shortstop. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Funk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Appling. Kramer moves all the way to home. It's 12-2, White Sox. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Daglia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Funk bunts towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. 2 outs. It's 13-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 13-3 White Sox. Al Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas moves to second. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.